From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court has erased a long-standing limit on corporate money in politics. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
In a 5-4 decision, the court says corporations can spend as much as they want, whenever they want, to advocate for or against candidates. The decision overturns an existing law that prohibited direct corporate involvement in partisan politics. One limit remains intact. Corporations still cannot give money directly to federal candidates or national party committees. The ruling comes in a case involving a film that attacked Hillary Clinton in the last presidential campaign. The film's producer, a group called Citizens United, argued that it was unfair to stifle corporate free speech. Advocates of tighter restrictions say corporations now will be able to force politicians into line with the threat of massive negative ad campaigns if the politicians don't cooperate. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama proposed new regulations today aimed at protecting consumers by limiting the size of financial institutions and the kinds of practices banks can engage in. More on that story from NPR's Don Gagne.
The president struck a populist tone during the announcement. His focus was on big banks. He said the government needs to be able to limit mergers to keep financial institutions from getting too big. And he said banks need to stop putting customers and taxpayers at risk through lending practices.
If these folks want a fight, it's a fight I'm ready to have. And my resolve is only strengthened when I see a return to old practices and some of the very firms fighting reform.
The president cited what he called the return of soaring profits and obscene bonuses at some firms. He said that's evidence that such steps are necessary. He said this needs to be done to prevent another banking crisis like the one that hit in the fall of 2008 and continued into the first months of his presidency. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Though the victories in Haiti are becoming fewer, there was this dramatic rescue today of a 5-year-old boy. More than a week after the earthquake there that has claimed tens of thousands of lives and left an estimated 2 million people homeless, rescuers pulled the small boy from the rubble of a collapsed building today. Tens of millions of dollars in aid money have been coming in to help victims of last week's earthquake, though the pace of aid is restricted to some extent by conditions on the ground there. U.S. military personnel said today there are 1,400 requests for landing slots at the airport at Port-au-Prince. Only about 140 flights a day are getting into the country. Number of individuals filing first-time jobless claims took an unexpected bump up last week. The latest figures from the Labor Department show initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose by 36,000 to 482,000. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points today, ending the session at 10,389. The NASDAQ dropped 25 points. The S&P 500 fell 21 points. You are listening to NPR. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is saying she has support from fellow Republicans for a move to stop the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating emissions blamed for global warming. Speaking on the Senate floor, Murkowski said so far 35 Republicans and 3 Democrats have said they would back legislation, which would allow Congress to come up with what she termed a more responsible solution to the issue of greenhouse gas emissions and global climate change. Last month, the EPA cleared the way for regulating carbon dioxide and other gases that pollute the atmosphere as part of its Clean Air Act. More than 20 years after the celebrity-studded single We Are the World hit the airwaves comes another version of the song, this time to benefit Haiti. NPR's Felix Contreras has this report.
Sales of the original recording were used as a fundraiser for African relief efforts and featured musical stars and celebrities from the rock and R&B worlds. The remake was originally intended as a 25-year celebration of the original. According to Billboard magazine, music producer Quincy Jones and singer Lionel Richie had planned to record the new version the day after the Grammy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles later this month. But according to organizers, after the earthquake in Haiti, the recording took on a different theme. The song, which was co-written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, will be remade this time, featuring artists such as Usher, Natalie Cole, and John Legend. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Crude oil prices tumbled to their lowest level in a month today. That was after a report showing reduced energy demand due to the weak economy. Crude oil futures were down $1.66 a barrel to settle at $76.08 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.